David's kingdom restored. After Absalom was defeated and killed, his army ran from the battlefield and went back home. At that point, the people of Israel started remembering all the good things David had done for them through the years. Together, they issued a call to David, asking him to once again be their king. The tribe of Judah wasn't represented in this call. So David sent them a message. "Why aren't you asking me to come back? After all, I'm one of yours." They immediately sent him a message. "Come back and be our king." They then rushed to the Jordan River and escorted him and his family across. As soon as David crossed the river, Shimei ran up and fell down before him. He said, I know I sinned against you when you left Jerusalem. Oh, please don't hold that against me. As you can see, I'm the first one to welcome you back." Joab's brother stepped forward and said, "Let me kill him. You're the Lord's anointed, and he disgraced you." David said, "Put away your sword. Today is a special day. I'm once again king. No one will be killed in Israel today." He then turned to the man before him. "Shimei, you'll not die for what you did." Immediately there was an argument between the tribes of Israel. The other tribe said to Judah, "Why didn't you include us when you brought the king across the river?" Judah said, "We're his relatives." The other said, "He's king over all of Israel, not just Judah. So he's 10 times more our king than yours." This once again divided the nation, and the fighting between the tribes became intense. A man named Sheba stepped forward and blew a ram's horn. He said, "David isn't king over Israel. Let Judah have him. Let's go home." With that, the people of Israel left. Only the tribe of Judah took David to Jerusalem.